This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You may have seen the mayor of Detroit at the Democratic convention last week touting the seeds of a turnaround in his troubled city. With its bankruptcy behind it, Detroit still has daunting challenges where about 15,000 homes are up for foreclosure this year because of non-payment of taxes. From Detroit, Eilish O'Neill has the story.
Warren Hicks remembers clearly the day he got the foreclosure notice on his front porch.
I knew it was in that yellow packet. I see them all the time, the foreclosed letters. I was embarrassed and furious about it. Then when I looked down the street, they was on everybody's door. It was crazy. You know, what's going on?
The answer is that nearly 40% of Detroiters live below the poverty line. In many cities, poor people rent, but the home ownership rate here is high. After the 2008 housing crash, it took the city of Detroit 5 years to start reappraising homes, and poor homeowners like Hicks, who lives on disability, struggled to pay their taxes. Over the past decade, there have been more than 100,000 tax foreclosures in Detroit.
We call it a tsunami without water because it was a devastating experience that occurred here.
Dave Szymanski is Detroit's treasurer. He says people as poor as Warren Hicks actually qualify for a poverty exemption and shouldn't have to pay taxes at all. But because of red tape,
people who could have applied for them and had their taxes waived didn't take advantage of the program until the taxes were already on the tax roll.
Szymanski says Mayor Mike Duggan's been working on legislation to grant those exemptions retroactively. But for now, homes are on the auction block. And Feely's with the Detroit Eviction Defense, which holds a weekly meeting with homeowners. She says those auctions make very little money.
It would be better if they used the federal monies, like the hardest hit funds, to keep people in their homes. It's really not in the interests of the city of Detroit to depopulate these neighborhoods by kicking people out of their homes. It's senseless.
Feely says vacancies lower home values even more, which leads to even more foreclosures. Wayne County is trying to work out monthly payment plans with delinquent homeowners, but if they can't make those payments, they'll be back on the foreclosure list next year. In Detroit, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.